Blog Talk Radio.
There's a word from the Lord this morning found in the book of Isaiah, the 40th chapter, beginning with verse 28. That's Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28, and it reads, "As thou not known, as thou not heard, let the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary, for there is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint." We'd like to preach from this subject this morning, our strength in Jesus. Our strength in Jesus. As we look at the 40th chapter of Isaiah, we see that it's full of divine comfort, caution, and challenge. It brings comfort because God tells his ancient people in the opening words that the day of deliverance is as bright as his promises. It's a chapter of caution. For in the sentences that follow, God warns his people to beware of likening the creator of the universe to a lifeless idol. And the passage before us is supremely one of challenge. Well, from the verses that form the conclusion of the chapter, there's a call of renewed endeavors for God, despite dealing with physical weaknesses and satanic opposition. So to summarize the message found in Isaiah 40, it is that of renewed life. And to understand this, we need to consider the danger of youth strength. Isaiah said he gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. What Isaiah is doing here is outlining a dangerous sequence. First, there's weariness, then weakness. And once you combine weariness with weakness, you have collapse. So these words are intended to convey the danger of used up or expended strength. Everyone should be on alert about how subtle the devil is to take advantage of this condition of in our spiritual lives. When you get weary, when you get tired, Satan knows how to work with that. For in the Old Testament, Moses warned the people of God of this danger of expended strength. Yes. He reminded them, he told them, remember the Amalekites. Remember what they did to you when you were on your way out of Egypt. Yes. They attacked the stragglers, those who were behind. They attacked them because they were tired and weary. Then we have the instance where David found himself in deadly combat with one of the sons of the giants. And he would have been slain, but for the intervention of the faithful servant Abishai. And the reason David almost faced impending defeat was that he had good faith. it grew tired. It's important to watch out for that extended strength, because the word of God and practical experience teaches us that there are two ways in which spiritual strength can be extended. There's the demand for service. Isaiah said he gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. God promises something to those who will use it. But the fact that he increases strength assumes that the expenditure of strength is used in daily service. See, Jesus, he illustrates this fact. Remember when he had passed by that woman with the issue of blood? And her situation was so dire that she knew that she had to get Jesus, and she pressed her away through the crowd. She's thinking that if I just touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole. So she was able to get Jesus because she touched the hem of his garment. And Jesus, feeling that through virtue that left him, he said, "Who touched me?" Because when she touched him, some healing power left Jesus and took care of her situation. This was a disbursement of strength. Jesus felt that. And it was the same way when he was preaching and teaching. He was expending strength. This was true. This is what happens when you work for the master. You're going to use your strength. But be a good cheer. He's going to give you what you give up. Then there's strength that is used up in sinful activity. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. That word faint means to tire as if from some wearisome fight. And that companion word to faint, weary, comes from the root to gasp of exhaustion. This is what happened to Samson when he tired under the seductions of Delilah. Samson was a man who was endowed with unusual powers, but there came a moment in his life when he yielded to sin, and as a result, he lost his strength, lost his sight, and lost his service for God. There is a such thing of expending strength through the indulgences of sin. One moment, we can be in touch with the throne of God, living in glorious victory. Then the next moment we can utterly fall through the failure to draw upon the resources of heaven. We need to be aware, my brothers and sisters, of the danger of expended strength. Isaiah goes on to inform us of the principle of exchange strength. Once you use strength, God has a way of exchanging his strength for your weakness. Isaiah says, "Those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength." And that word renew can be rather change or extend. But the theologians suggest that it's a word that's associated with a process by which the eagle exchange and its old feathers for new ones. New feathers that are fitted for those phenomenal heights and flight for which the eagle is famous for making. And this is the supreme secret of the Christian life, is that we exchange everything For all that Jesus did, we begin our spiritual life that way. And we continue in the same manner, and we perfect it on the same basis of this same principle. You see, the secret of this exchange life is wrapped up in that little four-letter word called weights. Inherent in this word, our three conditions that will bring us to joy and fullness of the exchange life. You see, there was called a waiting for dedication. Those who wait upon the Lord. Someone is pointing out that this is not the attitude of rebellion, but rather the attitude of submission. We all know what it is to be rebellious in our heart. When you're rebellious in your heart, there's impatience there. There's restlessness there, and there's frustration. But when you learn how to submit to the will of God, God provides you with delight and restfulness as you wait upon Him. Paul knew the secret of his contentment when he told us, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And then David goes on to tell us that I waited patiently for the Lord, and He heard my cry. The second principle is there's a waiting on prayer. Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. Implicit in that word wait is the idea of prayerfulness. This, my brothers and sisters, is where the exchange takes place. As we breathe our knees to heaven, God answers with the help. You tell God what you need, and God sends you your help. As we confess our sin, God imparts healing and cleansing to us. As we own our weaknesses, God infuses us with His divine strength. If you listen to David in Psalm 96:6, it says, strength and beauty are in His sanctuary. So if you're going to realize and obtain that exchanging of strength and that transformation of character into the likeness of Christ Jesus, the secret is in the sanctuary, the place of prayer and supplication. Don't neglect the sanctuary. For if you neglect the sanctuary, your strength is gone. The sanctuary represents both public worship and private devotion. Remember throughout your life, strength and beauty are in the sanctuary. Then does that mean of expectation? Those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. The third concept inherent in this little word called wait is that of expectation. So there's no point in waiting on the Lord if you're not expecting anything from Him. We only receive what we expect. And I know I got two or three witnesses who can testify to the happy truth that God has a way of giving you more than you expect. I wish I had a witness today. But when we come to God in prayer, we should ask in faith and not doubt. For He who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. But let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. If they doubt that the Lord will do anything for you, He's not going to make you out of the lie. He won't. But oh my goodness, if you only believe, God will make a change. The Bible tells us that in quietness and confidence shall be our strength.
for in the quietness of prayer and the confidence of expectation, it brings the answer of renewed strength. And then when we come down to the purpose of the strength in the first place, the way of the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up as wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. I just love the imagery here. For we're introduced into the exciting adventures that we can have with God. Daniel said, the people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits. You see, the purpose for which God releases divine strength is to prepare us for three areas of Christian experience. The first area is the area of life's special exaltation. They shall mount up like wings of eagles. You see, the eagle is the only bird that can fly into the eye of the sun because it's got a special lid that protects the eyes from the sun's brightness and heat. For the Gospel of John is likened to the eagle, for it flies into the very eye of the sun. Talk about Christ Jesus. And the word it reveals the truth of transcendent beauty. We need special strength for these exalted experiences of life. But when Paul prayed for the Ephesian Christians, he asked that God would strengthen them with might through his spirit in the inner man, that Jesus might dwell in their heart through faith. Nothing in all the world is more wonderful than knowing that you've got Jesus living inside of you. And perhaps one of the reasons we don't enjoy these exaltations of life more is because we don't spend time waiting on the Lord. We want to rely on our own strength instead of God's strength. And then in this Christian experience, we have to deal with life's crucial obligations. They shall run and not be weary, Isaiah says. For there is urgency about the work of the gospel that requires special strength. The task of carrying the gospel to the far ends of the earth must be done as quickly as possible. Because these demands, they need to be exchanged. They need to be strengthened with divine strength. See, when God puts you on his program, you don't get you don't get to call in sick and God, I'm not feeling well. Know that the sense of urgency to make sure that God's business is taken care of. For experience has taught me that when I take care of God's business, God will take care of my business. Can I get a witness to that? But look at Philip in the book of Acts when he saw the Ethiopian eunuch sitting in his chariot reading Isaiah, and the prophet was commanded by the Spirit to go and sit in that chariot and tell that Ethiopian eunuch about how God will renew your strength. And we read that once Philip was contacted and told to go to the chariot, Philip didn't lie to that. He didn't act lazy. He didn't holler about, ooh, I'm tired, I've been walking all day. No, no, we're told that Philip ran to the chair. He didn't waste time in fulfilling the Lord's business. Then, as I close, want to talk about dealing with life's normal obligations. Or if I can use today's term, dealing with our daily grind, the jobs we have, the things that we do on a daily basis, the common tasks, they take our energy as well. It's our daily walk before God, the steady step in every moment of every hour. It's this area, the everyday things that we do, that we're most likely to fall. We all want special exaltation. We all want to be involved in crucial obligations. But when it comes to the normal walk and obligations, we have a tendency to rely on our own strength. And when you try to rely on your own strength, you invariably will collapse. But our text this morning underscores the truth that in and of ourselves, we can't please God. Whether flying, running, or walking, we need the strength of God. For failing to recognize that the cause of spiritual bankruptcy and moral breakdown in the church is not recognizing the strength and power that we have. I love the way Isaiah Taylor this text, because he starts us off flying like he. Then we're running and not being weary. Now, you know, if I can get the flying done, if I'm able to get the running down, the walk should be easy. And the reason the walk should be easy is that with my experience of flying, I know I'm not flying by myself. With my experience of running, I realized that I wasn't running by myself. So naturally, when I'm in my daily walk, I know that I am not walking alone, because I'm walking with Christ Jesus. I wish I had some help. You know the story. How Jesus traveled down 42 generations, came down from glory into the sin-filled earth, tabernacled down here for 33 long years. And while he was here, he was working for the master, healing the sick, giving sight to the blind, feeding the hungry, and speaking truth to power. And they took him to a hill called Calvary, where he begged and died, but he still kept the faith. He still stayed on that cross until his work was finished, and he gave up the ghost. He died on Calvary, and they placed him on a borrowed tomb, where he stayed there for 3 long days and nights. But early Sunday morning, Jesus got up with all power in heaven and earth, and he said, "Man, and let me tell you something." That same power that he got up with that Sunday morning, he still has today, because it was that power that woke us up this morning. It was that power that allowed us to worship him this morning. It was that power that allowed me to say, "Thank you, Jesus. Bless your holy name. My strength is in Christ Jesus, and I need Jesus. I need Jesus in my daily walk. I want to walk like Jesus. I want to talk like Jesus. I want to pray like Jesus. I want to preach like Jesus. I want to be like Jesus." And if you get the flying now, if you get the running now, oh my Lord, Jesus will show you how to walk. He take your cross and follow me. Realize and understand this, that our strength is in Christ Jesus. Don't rely on your own. Tap into the master strength that he will give you all the help, all the strength, all the grace, all the mercy, everything you need. You can find it in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Let us say amen.
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 Amen. What a friend.